Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Time to talk a little Washington Capitals hockey. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV, is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAortho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Coach Carves, need to clap you up. 100th win with the Washington Capitals in that victory over the Kings. It had to feel good, you getting presented with the puck in the locker room. You were on the receiving end of the celebratory puck instead of you giving it to one of the players for a milestone or an accomplishment. That had to feel good, getting that recognition from your players and your coaches.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I honestly had no idea, and I guess... Yeah, that was going to do that, or that it was the 100th win since I've been here. So that was really cool moment, and just be able to share that with the guys and let them know how fortunate my family and I are to have been here for the last 2+ years and be the head coach of this great organization.
I want to ask you a coaching question. You know, I coach kids sports. Some of us coach kids sports, and one of the things that's hard is communication, right? Now, you've guys got pros who've been doing things for years and years. You guys have been struggling with special teams. I'm wondering, how do you keep them engaged when you've probably taught something over and over and over again?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And we talk about that as a staff all the time, of how do you present information or quote unquote coach in different ways so that it doesn't get stale. Mm-hmm. And even when you're struggling, if you keep doing the same thing and presenting information or teaching the same way, eventually it's like, this ain't working, man. Like, give me something different.
Right.
So we talk about that all the time in different ways that we can, whether we're showing film or doing individual teaching or on ice practicing, how can we do, like, because I'll give you an example. Like, we practice the power play a certain way basically every, you know, day or opportunity that we have a practice. When things aren't going well, sometimes it's a good idea to do something different with the way you practice it. Don't just do the regular what you do, split ends. Okay, you guys go, and then whistle. Okay, now you guys go. Do something different that catches their attention, that maybe focuses on a different part of your power play that, you know, gets them a little bit more engaged or thinking about something that you've maybe struggled with or you want to do more of. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. But I think the important thing is, like you said, is you're trying to figure out, especially when you're struggling, are we doing it the right way with our preparation and our teaching and our coaching?
Well, at your level, I mean, I'm sure there's an infinite number of ways you could do it, but realistically, how many different ways can you tackle a power play? How many different options can you actually have?
Yeah, you're right. There's not like, I mean, you can't get crazy and reinvent the wheel. Like, but what you can do is, let me give you an example. Like, this morning we play Edmonton, okay, tonight. So we'll have a power play pre-scout, okay? So like a pre-scout meeting, and it basically usually is about 8 minutes. It goes through all the different areas of Edmonton's penalty kill. Okay, here's what they're doing. Here's what they're taking away. Here's what they're struggling with, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you can do that differently this morning. Maybe you focus on some, normally you focus on the face-offs, their forecheck and their in zone pressure. Maybe you do it differently this morning and focus, like, here's an example, we've done this in the past, is just show us having success.
Mm-hmm.
But don't even show Edmonton. Just go, okay, here's when we look like our best. So now if you're sitting in there and you're on the power play, you're watching yourself against teams all over the league from this year when we've been really, really good and really sharp. So the puck, and now you're going into the game. You didn't see anything on Edmonton in the pre-scout, but you saw yourself having success on the power play, passing it crisp, shooting it in the net, finding the best option, making clean plays. So there's an example of a different way to do it that potentially sparks the guys and gives you a different result.
Coach Carrs, is it frustrating that your foundation and your base is really good? Like that Monday game against the Kings, that was the eighth time this year that the Caps have given up one or fewer goals against in a game. That's tops in the NHL. You've yielded an average of 2.47 goals against per game, tied for third in the league. Like, that base is good, but if you could get the teams along with it, then you'd really be cooking. You know, like, does that frustrate you that one part of it's really good and you're still trying to get to that next part to add to it?
Yeah, yes and no. Yes, from a standpoint of, I feel like you're really close and you're not getting the results consistently 19 games through the season. So that's frustrating, no doubt. But no, from a standpoint of, special teams are part of it. So, like, that's part of your team, and scoring goals and finishing, and you know, when we have a team on the ropes, being able to capitalize on an odd man rush, like, that's part of winning games. So it's kind of all encompassing. So you can't be just, oh, you know, our special teams hasn't been great, well, let's just blame it on that and be really pissed off at our special teams. Special teams has been a part of winning hockey games in this league since the beginning of the league's induction. So, I put it in there. Yeah, are we right there and close, and our 5-on-5 game looks really, really good? No doubt. So that should give us a lot of confidence and a lot of hope. Now, special teams are a big part of winning games and a big part of games in general. So we have to do a better job there, and all of our staff and players play a role in that.
Coach Chucky was stellar Monday night against the Kings. That team was red hot on the road too. 9-1-2 away from LA prior to coming to Cap One on Monday. Chucky stops 30 of 31, gets his first win in over a month, and it came at a perfect time for the Caps.
Yeah, he was outstanding, and he's had a little bit of a tough go to start the year. His starts, because Logan's sort of taken the ball and run with it early in the season and played at such a high level and getting majority of the starts. Chucky, just the way the schedule has worked out, majority of his starts have been on the back half of a back-to-back. So those, you know, I'm not giving him excuses, because anytime, whether it's a back-to-back or you're fresh and haven't played in 3 days, like, an NHL game is an NHL game, and you want to perform well no matter the circumstances, whether it's road, home, whatever it might be. But the reality is he had played a bunch of back-to-back games where in front of him, a little bit more challenging, and we didn't perform up to our standard in those games. And so, you know, he's getting thrown into the fire a little bit, and next thing you know, the results aren't great, and, you know, we're giving up more goals than we should. And so for him to get a good start against a really good hockey team in L.A., great road team at home, and the guys to play well in front of him, and when we did – Ben, he was right there to bail us out. So I was really happy for him. And I know the guys were itching to kind of, you know, right the ship for him and give him a good start or a good performance in front of him for sure.
Coach Carrs, we haven't really drilled down on this in the last week, but the loss of Pierre-Luc Dubois for multiple months, that is a crushing injury to the Caps. So you've had to juggle lines as a result. That second line that you trotted out or have been, you know, working with recently was sort of centering Willie and Pro. That's been really solid thus far. Talk specifically about sort of. I mean, that was a guy that not a lot of Caps fans, you know, knew about, didn't have a lot of NHL experience before he showed up here in a trade.
Yeah, I think, like, we've talked a lot about Doobie, and I can't say it enough, like, just how much he means to our team, and missing him, it's a huge hole. And he was so important to our team for a lot of different reasons. I know when you look at the stats and the production, you're kind of like, oh, okay, I see it, sort of. But he's you know, behind Stromer and a bunch of guys production wise, but he does so many things that for our team playing center with his matchups that just balance our whole forward group out. So losing him, no doubt, huge hole in our lineup. So we've kind of been trying to figure it out. Is it McMichael? Is it more reliant on Strome to play against top six and Ovi? Are they able to handle that? And the sort of wild card in this was Justin Sortif, who we traded for this summer. We got from the Florida Panthers for a second round pick, who we really liked as an organization. Us as coaches really didn't know him. He hadn't played in the NHL. Most of his career, he had been in the minors thus far. Coming here, we sort of had him slotted on the fourth line to play wing with Dowd and Duhaime, and he was doing a pretty good job, and their line was okay and not much production. But having talked to him, and as he got more comfortable with our team, with our coaches, with his teammates, he's a natural centerman. Like, that's where he grew up playing center ice. So we had him on right wing with Dowder. So at some point, I always had in the back of my mind, like, let's give this guy an opportunity to play center and see how it looks. And so we gave him a few games, third line center, and was pretty solid, moved him back to wing. And then when the Dubois injury happened and Mikey was playing the middle, and he was sort of struggling with that role, playing with Protoss and Willie. So we decided to make a change and say, you know what, let's move Mikey back to the wing and give sort of an opportunity to play with Protoss and Wilson. And man, has it been, he's just run with the opportunity. That line has been fantastic. They've only scored two goals, but if you look at the underlying numbers, they're like bonkers. how much they're controlling play, generating scoring chances, spending basically their whole shift on our opponent's half of the ice, which is nice to see.
Talking to Spencer Carver, head coach of the Capitals, they're off to a 9-8-2 start. So I was driving around the other night while you guys were playing, and I'm listening to John Walton on the call, and Ryan Leonard drew a penalty, and I was like, and they were really complimenting his speed, and now he draws penalties. And then I kind of did like a deep dive, and I was like, man, he's not on the ice that much. What do you need to see him to be on the ice more? Because it seems like he can make a difference.
He absolutely can, no doubt. And I would agree with that. Like, he needs to get it. It's why we sort of made this change and moved Dowd to the third line. Part of the reason we did that was to get Leno a little bit more ice. But I'll say this, like, Leno is a incredible player and talented and going to be a great player in this league for a long, long time. Okay. There is no doubt about that. He does something every game, three or four things that guys cannot do on our roster. They can't. And he creates something and it looks great. And right now they're not going in for him. Like, the production isn't quite there, but he's generating great looks. Like you just said, draw a penalty. That's a positive thing. Okay, but I will say this, as a young player, there's more than just making something happen offensively, and that's what we're working with him on, so that we can be a winning team and he can be out there on the ice and not miss any coverage or not make a poor decision with the puck when the game's 2-2 and we need to make really, really good decisions because there's only 8 minutes left in the game and it's really, really tight. And if we turn a puck over at our blue line here, in a 2-2 game, it could cost us 2 points. And now everybody's going to be really, really frustrated, including our fan base, including our coaches, including our players. Okay. So that stuff it's hard. And for young players, it is not an easy league to make the right decisions 90% of the time and make the right reads 90% of the time. So that's all it is just him, and he's getting better and better and better. And it's just us working with him and making sure that those good habits and good reads are being ingrained in his game early on in the season. And there's no doubt he's going to be playing 15, 20 minutes before you know it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coach Carbs, you broke up the Dewey and Doubter bromance. Are those guys okay? How are they handling it? They've played a ton together since Dewey's arrival in D.C. Are they coping? Or are they okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that they're like that it hasn't affected them. Like, they both know it, and I mean, they're pros, so it's not like it's affecting their game or anything like that. But they did acknowledge the fact that what's going on. This is crazy. We've been together for so many shifts together, like probably 1,000 over the last year plus. And so it just gives us a different look. I've talked to both guys, and they're going to play a bunch of shifts every night together, and penalty kill stuff and all of those deployment situations. But we just want to try to get a little bit of a different look with our forward lines and moving Dowd to play with Bovillia and Leonard right now. I think gives us a good opportunity that helps a bunch of different objectives that we have.
All right, you guys host the Oilers tonight. Best of luck, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you,
good
Coach.
Talking to you.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It, buddy.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Coming up next, let's get into Adam Peters. Last year, everybody thought this guy walked on water. Now, people have turned against him. Mm. Last year it was, let Adam cook, and Adam we trust.
Right.
What do you think of the Commanders GM now, after this season has had 6 losses in a row?
Are we going to rank them?
An older roster? List? We can get into that next here on the Junkies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.